Edwards would write out his sermons, and these early sermons, he would sometimes write them out 3 or 4 or 5 times. Now, he would handwrite these sermons. This is a picture of about the actual size of one of Edwards' sermon manuscripts. Edwards would take a large piece of paper, it was called folio paper, and make a series of folds until he got it down to about a 4-inch square. And then he would cut the sides, and then he would take a needle, and he would poke a hole here, and he would poke a hole here, and he would get some thread, and he would tie some thread through there, and he made a little sermon booklet. These sermons, he could get about 15 words across and about 20 to 30 lines on a page. And a typical sermon booklet is anywhere between 40 to 60 pages. Now, that sermon wasn't always preached at one sitting. I think his congregation would go unconscious if it were. The sermon was sometimes split up. Sometimes they would preach in the morning, have some sort of lunch on the grounds, and have an afternoon session. Sometimes he would split it up over 2-week periods. But that was his sermon unit. Now, if you look at this, and that's actual size, that is very hard to read, even if you wrote it. So the idea that Edwards read his sermons probably isn't true. In fact, what most tend to think these days is that Edwards' mind was such that as he wrote out the sermon, he would memorize it, and then he would stand in the pulpit and recite it. Now, his preaching style changed after 1741. After 1741, George Whitefield had come to Northampton, had preached in Northampton's church, even preached in Edwards' house. This was very typical of Whitefield. Whitefield would preach a sermon, then he would go stay at an inn, or he would go stay in someone's house, and the crowds would find out where he was.